Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I know not everybody loved it. I saw there were some people that were criticizing it and saying, act like you've been here before, with all the Knicks fans outside of the Garden celebrating after Game 1 and some of the chants that were going on. And it was reminiscent of the Bing Bong game, where all the fans went outside.
And that was week one against the Celtics.
That was the first game of the season, home game of the season against the Celtics, where everybody was Bing Bonging. Now, the reason why I love it is because it takes me back to a place where I would participate in something like that, like a game we were both at together when I was not together, but we were both at the game in different places.
The Larry 4-point play.
Right. And leaving that building and celebrating with everybody outside of the Garden, doing the LJ with the two arms and the L up. I mean, I have such great memories of that. And then just hugging strangers and celebrating with them outside of the Garden when I was young and completely just engrossed in everything Knicks. So the younger fans that are doing that now were me back then.
Yeah, I kind of get it. I mean, you know, but they got a long way to go. It's one game. But he also goes to show you, like, if you're Juan Soto and you're sitting there in the front row.
Yeah.
And it's the Knicks are playing and they are winning and you are a New York Yankee and you're watching these fans react to this basketball team the way that they are, that's all the more reason why you want to come here and play. And, you know, and for all those, you know, idiots in media that say, you know, nobody wants to come and play for the Knicks, nobody wants to come here, it's too hard, whatever. You know what? Tell that to Jalen Brunson and the way that he has been received here. Tell that to Julius Randle, who's had a rocky ride, and it's been up and down, but I would tell you it has been more positive the last 2 years coming back after that Atlanta debacle. I mean, the Knicks fans were embracing him.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so, like, if you are a New York fan and you see this, if you're Aaron Rodgers, you go to one of these games, you know, you're Daniel Jones or any of the Giants that go to a Ranger game or something. I mean, and you see the way these fans are. I mean, that's the great thing about, like, because we don't win a lot.
No.
And now that they are winning and they are in the playoffs and they are playing tough, and with the way this Knick team plays, I mean, it's just reminiscent of a gritty 90s team that they had.
It just makes sense that now that they're good again, they have the same personality as the last really good Knicks team. I mean, it just feels perfect. It's reminiscent of that. It just feels like the energy of the city. So, I mean, it's great. And that's why I don't blame anybody for going nuts. And there really is nothing better, no matter who you root for. You have to admit. Now, I know that Nets fans are going to say something different and Islander fans are going to say something different, but let's put away your biases for a second. When the Knicks and the Rangers are in the playoffs and the fan bases are as juiced up as they are and you're at one of those games, there is nothing more intense in New York sports than that.
No, it's great, especially like when a guy like Rempe goes off and has a goal.
Yeah.
I mean, early in a game. I mean, a place is going to go crazy, and they're going to react to him, much like the way that Josh Hart played in the second half against the Knicks. You know, high-flying, dunking, getting rebounds. People, you know, you have Mitchell Robinson blocking shots.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the kind of thing that, you know, gets a fan base excited, gets a city excited. And, you know, and hopefully the Mets and the Yankees can continue it on. You know, I was just thinking about it, and as you brought up before, the best week in maybe sports, especially now that your teams are in the playoffs. We have three out of four teams in the playoffs, the Islanders, the Rangers, and the Knicks. We have two pretty good baseball teams that are playing well.
Both over 500,
right?
Yes.
And the Mets have bought and, you know, gotten themselves three games over 500, mm-hmm. after starting out the way they started at home. And then, you know, on top of all that, you got the the NFL draft
on Thursday night.
I mean, it's what an amazing week
with a 6th overall and 11th overall.
That's exactly. Well, yeah. I mean, which unfortunately goes back to last year and all the disappointing football. But
yeah. But it makes the draft more interesting.
I think the draft is going to be fascinating, and I think, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what the Cardinals do, and what maybe the Chargers even do at 5, depending if there is a quarterback that somebody wants that has multiple draft picks to be able to trade in this draft.
Yeah. So you know how I can't believe I actually am going to reference this, but we kind of have to take him seriously now because he has broken these stories a couple of times, and that is Antonio Brown.
Timeout. He's about as vile a human being as there is right now.
100%.
He is. No. He is disgusting.
I'm not talking about those things.
What he did to Caitlin Clark was just absolutely pathetic.
I 100% agree. And I'm not talking about that stuff. The guy, I've been on him being a sicko wacko for the longest time.
He's a Section 8, dude.
He's a what?
Section 8.
I get it. These guys don't get it.
All right. They'll figure it out.
MASH. Remember the show MASH?
Yeah.
Remember Klinger?
I mean, I know.
He was running around in a dress before men were running around in dresses.
He wanted to act crazy because if you're crazy, that you get a discharge on a Section 8.
Oh, okay.
And this guy is, you know, you could say however you want to play it, but man, he has absolutely lost it.
Oh, he's been gone.
He's got Cracker of the Day. He's got End of the Day. He's got all these idiotic takes on things. I mean,
but no, for real.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. That's right.
But the only reason I bring this up is he had Russell Wilson going to the Steelers before anybody did. And what was that other one that he had? Oh, he had Steph Diggs going to the Texans months before anybody did. So he said that there's been trade talks between the Vikings and the Chargers, and there was a close to a blockbuster deal that includes Justin Herbert. There's no way that this one could be true.
Could it be?
No, for real.
There's no way.
Could it be if J.J. McCarthy's there at 5?
No.
No?
No way.
I don't know.
No way.
Who knows?
There's just no way.
I mean, you know, I'm telling you, Jim Harbaugh is going to do it his way. You know that.
Yeah, but the reason he took that job was because...
You would like to think that's why he took that job, but, you know, that their team is now... Did you know that there's a thing actually called the NCAA Enforcement Committee? Did you know that?
The NCAA Enforcement Committee?
Yes.
Who's on that?
I have no idea, but I think they set down some sort of penalties towards Michigan football. Some recruiting violations and things of that nature and just something else for that new coach to deal with.
So here he goes. He goes, Justin Herbert news, you heard it here first. AB, this is someone texting him. AB, following up on my last text, my source in Minneapolis is saying there's some trouble with Herbert's physical based around his open reduction surgery on his right index finger. My source says there's still some questions about his readiness for OTAs. If this gets confirmed as resolved, the projected trade package includes both of Minnesota's first round picks this year, Christian Darrisaw, who is their great left tackle, and also a conditional second round 2025 pick. I mean, if he hits this one, let's just... Say what you want about how much of a disgusting pig he is, but if he gets this one...
I'm a great influence.
You gotta take him seriously when it comes to NFL news. Because he's already got two. I mean, two's a trend.
Yeah.
Three's a streak or whatever it is. Three, two's a streak, three's a trend. Imagine that.
That would set the NFL on fire.
I would buy season tickets to the Vikings if they got Herbert.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'd get myself a jersey. I'd fly out every home game I'd fly to.
No, you wouldn't.
Everyone, I'd be there.
Stop talking like that. You're not flying anywhere.
I'd be blowing that horn the first game. I mean, are you kidding me? You put Justin Herbert, who is, you know, he's underachieved a little bit with his talent, wins and losses wise.
Coaches in like 4 years now.
You put him with Kevin O'Connell, Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, T.J. Hockenson.
And who's the left tackle?
Well, they'd be trading him away.
Yeah, I know.
but yeah, that would not be ideal. You'd love to have him there, but hey, you're not trading Justin Jefferson at least.
I think and I know it, that GM out there in Minnesota wants to do something. He's trying to do something in the worst way.
Mm-hmm. Yep, he is.
So something could be percolating there, of course.
It was funny. So on Friday when you weren't here, I was talking to Andrew Perloff of Maggie and Perloff on the Infinity Sports Network down the hall. And he goes to me, he goes, man, if the Vikings trade up and trade away a haul to draft J.J. McCarthy at number four, I mean, that general manager's going to get killed. I was like, yeah, it's like, I don't like him. He's an idiot. And Perloff goes, really? He's an idiot? He went to Princeton. And I'm like, not literally an idiot.
No, just an idiot for making that decision. Right, I mean, he's still a smart guy.
He's still a smart guy. It was just funny how he took me literally. Oh, I thought he went to Princeton. I didn't think he would be.
But every one of these teams knows that the entire league is built around that one position.
Yeah.
And that's why there's all this discussion at the top of the draft. And, you know, Caleb Williams is going to go to the Bears. The interesting one for me, and I told you, is like Jaden Daniels seems like a really good guy. Meeting him, he was immensely respectful and really, I felt very humble when he came to CBS NFL today after winning the Heisman. But I looked at him, he looked like a pencil. Like it was so thin. Like the shoulders were as wide as the hips were. Mm. You know what I mean? And maybe he put on some weight for his throwing and maybe he put on some weight for the combine. But I was just struck. He reminded me of a young Randall Cunningham.
I thought you were going to say RG3.
No, he's bigger than, he's a little bit taller than Randall, but it reminded me of a young Randall Cunningham is what he reminds me of.
What about Michael Vick when he came out, his size?
He was like 6'1". He was a little bit smaller than Caleb Williams is. But Michael Vick, much like Lamar Jackson, like just exploded off the football field when you watched them.
Yeah.
Like there's no way that you could not see what they were doing because they always had the ball in their hands and they were just explosive football players. I mean, and it's turned out that they both had really good careers. And, you know, obviously Lamar's still within his career. But, you know, Jaden reminds me of like a young Randall Cunningham. That's what I think of. Now, will he have a better career than Randall? I don't know. But, you know, he's that kind of skinny, kind of like
vegan,
athletic,
hipster.
I don't know, but just really athletic,
skinny, vegan, hipster.
Yeah, there you go. But he is he's like a wild card to me. Like, I don't see how the Commanders don't take him.
Well, they are. Brian Kelly said as much. You know, he knows he slipped, he wasn't supposed to do that, and he did. He goes, he's going to get the ball in the hands of the weapons in Washington.
You would think so. If you just watch him throw the ball, you're like, wow, he's an explosive player. I just hope he doesn't have to play his first year. That's all.
You know what?
I don't know.
These guys do now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unfortunate.
Not all of them.
Most of them.
Well, Jordan Love didn't.
Yeah, well, the Aaron Rodgers was there. How many situations are like that?
Patrick Mahomes didn't.
Yeah, Alex Smith was there. How many situations are like that?
But again,
so the Commanders don't have anybody there. The Bears don't have anybody there. The Patriots don't have anybody there. You know?
Yeah, I think the Bears have Tyson Bagent. And there's somebody else there.
Yeah, point made.
I was thinking, like, this quarterback room is not going to be the most stable or best situation for Caleb Williams.
Let's go to Lou in Greenlawn. What's going on, Lou?
How you doing?
Hey, Lou.
Good morning. Hey, I just wanted to make a comment on the Giants draft.
Mm.
I've been a Giants fan since 1951, and I know several people on the Giants, or I used to in the past. Now,
Who? Like guys who played or guys in the front office?
They pick the best player available. And the best player in this whole draft is Brock Bowers. I watch a lot of Georgia football, and this guy is incredible. And I think in the second round, they should try to get the defensive back from Clemson if he falls to them.
Lou, did you know Frank Gifford?
In the third round, there's a guy named Cody Schroeder from Missouri, running back. He's not ranked by a lot of these early draft prognosticators as in the top five, but I watch him play a lot. He just doesn't go down.
Lou, did you ever meet Lawrence Taylor?
Did I ever meet Lawrence Taylor? Several times.
Several. Wow, that's a good one. What about Frank Gifford?
I got an autographed picture of Lawrence Taylor and Phil Simms together.
Oh,
and Phil Simms. How was Phil Simms? I hear he's a little ornery with fans. Is that true?
No, not with me. He was nice.
Okay,
all right.
He was a retired bartender. You know, people don't usually get ornery with me.
All right, good. Well,
you seem like a great guy, Lou. Who's your favorite Giant of all time, Lou?
My favorite Giant of all time? Mark Bavaro.
Okay.
See, that's why he wants Brock Bowers.
That's right. See?
There you go. You want another Mark? You want
exactly
another Mark Bavaro?
Brock Bowers.
Yeah, Lou. Well, hey, man, have a great draft. Have a great week. He's locked in, Lou.
Right. The Giants need a game-breaking wide receiver.
Yes, they do. Desperately.
The worst way.
Yep. I mean, to have another Odell-like on-the-field presence for them would go just a long way in the Brian Daboll offense. So hopefully they can get that guy. All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry Recco is back. He's got another update for us. What's happening, Jerry?
Morning, brought to you by the Farmer's Dog. Fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. And by Flag and Anthem, real clothes for real life. Well, the Rangers have been real good. Best team in hockey this season, and yesterday was no different.
Here's LaPierre out in front. Roslovic clears it ahead for Zibanejad. Outlet pass for Kreider. Moving in on Lindgren. Kreider deeps and scores!
And that capped the scoring late in the third period. Kenny Albert with the call on MSG. Rangers beat the Capitals 4-1. They scored three times in less than 3 minutes in the second period after a scoreless first. Here was Peter Laviolette. Matt Rempe opened the scoring. He said things really eased up after that goal.
It's pretty tight in the first period. Not a lot. They've been playing pretty tight hockey. We knew that coming in. And, that was a big goal. It did put energy in the building.
No doubt about it. And then they got two more very quickly. Here was Rempe, the crowd chanting his name. Just the entire atmosphere for him. Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, God.
Like I said, before I let him there, I don't want to let him down. I want to play my hardest every single game for them. And it's pretty cool. Today was the first game my mom was at the Garden ever. So it was really special because she got to hear the chants and get a goal and stuff. So it was really special for her.
I got to stick to the script. I got to stick to what I write.
Listen, all I want to know is, could he believe it?
No, I think it was unbelievable. It was pretty unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable, yes. So anyhow, the Rangers win game one. Game two tomorrow. Igor Shesterkin did make 20 saves in that game. Tonight, game two for your Islanders and the Hurricanes. Carolina up one game to none. Kyle McClain looking forward after the loss the other day.
They're a good team, obviously, we know that. I think what we need to take to game two is the positives from this one. Yeah, we played a pretty solid game, and we it was tight all the way to the end there and could have gone either way. So I think that's how we have to look at that one and take all the positives and the good that we did tonight into Monday.
And try and even things up. J.G. Pajot back tonight.
That would be a boost. Big boost for that offense. Obviously.
And then home Thursday and Saturday after a couple of day break. So not just the NHL this weekend. You also had the local FDNY NYPD hockey game that was played on Saturday. So a couple of things from this game. Ryan Whitney was between the benches, and things got pretty close on an errant puck that went flying his way.
That caught me in the wrist, boys. You got it?
I got it.
Right?
Wow.
That could have been ugly, guys. That missed my ball sack by about 2 inches.
Oh, no.
Caught me right in the wrist.
Are you okay?
Good thing that wasn't Grinnelli.
I'm an animal, guys.
Apparently
dangerous,
so.
Dangerous, man. Yes.
That was on Barstool TV.
Oh, nice. So they had the game. That's pretty cool.
They did have the game, and when the game went final.
Center ice fight. It's Antonitis.
Oh.
It's Beretta. It's chaos.
I told you that.
Oh. Officials are in the middle of it.
Gallulli's in the middle of it right now.
I told you, Gorleski wanted to kill Kern all game.
Gotta love the intensity, man.
I don't know.
I think if I'm an official, I am just not getting involved.
No, with those guys, no way.
And they did.
Do what you got to do, boys.
Didn't he say like the officials are involved?
They were around it, but yes. They weren't going to tackle them. They were letting them do what they had to do before they jumped
Tire
in.
Themselves out.
Yes, they were just kind of circling. But they were getting involved in this.
Yeah.
So there you go. 6-5 was the final. Yankees Rays yesterday out at the stadium.
Again?
It was 6-5 was the final score. And
FDN
I think
won.
Really everybody
okay.
is a winner.
Everybody's a winner in that
everybody
situation.
Wins
okay.
In this
yeah,
case,
FDNY.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. I'll tell you who else are winners. The Yankees as they beat the Rays.
Here's Jose Trevino, the pitch. Fastball line towards the middle. Base hit Trevino brings in another. Torres easily scores from third. Verdugo up to second. Jose Trevino stays hot at RBI single, and the Yankees have played it 3 in the bottom of the fifth. They lead it 4-1.
Oswaldo Cabrera would tack one more on and would go up 5-1. They'd win 5-4. Yankees take the series from Tampa. Luis Heel, 5 2/3 for the win. Here was Trevino post-game about Heel. How good was he?
It's just stuff he has to learn. Being a starter, being playing in the big leagues, I mean, it's hard to do, but I think he's doing a good job. Every time he keeps learning, every time he keeps getting better.
And that was with Susan on the field. So the Yankees 15-7 as they get set to take on the A's 105 game today out at the stadium. Now, a couple of other things from the weekend for the Yankees. Aaron Judge had a rough couple of days. As we know, I think he struck out 6 consecutive times at bat, and he was hearing it from the Yankee faithful.
Oh, I've heard worse, and I'd probably be doing the same thing in their situation.
So handling it just perfectly, but it was a storyline on Saturday night for sure.
I mean, it's silly. I think we all know that it's silly, but this is just something that'll never stop.
Never.
In New York sports, never. No matter who you are. And then some people think there's a charm to that. That everybody is available for booing. But, yeah, I mean, listen, if you're not holding up your end of the bargain, you're the captain of the team and you're making $400 million, a boo here or there is okay.
All understood. The thing that's curious to me is they're 15-7 and they're still winning. But so be it. That having been said, Saturday was also the day that John Sterling said goodbye. Here he was. This was actually a press conference that they had. Saying had to go really because of the physical demands of the job, not actually the job.
I retired because I just can't do it. I can do the games. The games are easy. And working with Susan is a lark. But I just don't have the strength and stamina.
And he said the commute was the biggest issue for him getting back and forth to the games. Now, I'm not playing this to make fun of him. I'm getting to a different clip that we're going to get. It has nothing to do with John. Now, you remember famously a video that the fan put out that Sterling Cam got millions of views, I believe.
Yes.
You want to play that, Eddie?
Ow!
So that's where he took the foul ball.
To the face.
Off the face and continued to do the game while a very similar incident happened in the Met booth on WCBS 880 in L.A.
But Grant Hartwig, who was optioned the other day, is eligible to come back because of the injury as Outwin swings and pops one up just over our heads and it goes right off my chest. Oh, I missed it.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Is the laptop alive?
I don't know.
So Pat McCarthy missed the foul ball, almost got him in the face instead, right off the chest and off the laptop.
Wow, these guys are in a line of fire.
That's why I said to Al, forget the fans. Announcers better start going with gloves.
I wonder if Al were doing the game, what that would sound like. How do you think that would sound? You have any idea?
I think I could snag a foul ball.
With your bare hands?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, you'd be up there Ouch. Going, it's a 2-1 pitch.
Ouch.
Oh, there you go.
Well, when we do Yankees-Phillies, we'll find out. At Citizens Bank
these
ballpark.
Guys are lobbying hard on the air for a Yankee game.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
That's right. We want to go do Yankees-Phillies at Citizens Bank Ballpark in July.
I think that would be great.
Me too.
I mean, me too.
And Al would have to sort of... Now, Al wouldn't do any play-by-play. You do all the play-by-play.
Yeah, and just Al would just be sitting there and go, who's that? Who's this? Hey, you could, get on the brand manager. Tell him you want to do it.
Okay. Just start
peppering him.
Yeah, pepper.
Al had a great strategy, too. Tell him we want the series. So that he's like, why don't we start with one game?
That's
because if I go in with one game, they'll say no. But if I go with the series, they'll be like, that's crazy. We'll give you a game.
Don't just go in for the second half of the season. Just do that. See what he says.
That would work for me.
Every game after the All-Star break we'd like to do.
Could you imagine him having to go? First game would be fun. Imagine him game five.
Oh, no. God.
Game five.
What are we doing? Exactly. So that happened in the Met-Dodger game over the weekend. On Sunday, this happened.
Páez drives a high fly ball to center. Bader going back. Bader at the track. He looks up. This one is gone. A three-run home run into the pavilion for Andy Páez, his first major league home run.
And that capped a 10-0 Dodgers shutout win as they avoided the sweep and snapped the Mets' six-game winning streak. 10-0 the final, an 8-run fifth inning did in the Mets. And Adrian Hauser, hey, Adrian, what the hell was that?
Just making too many mistakes, you know, and then I think they'll... The walks, you know, early in the game just kind of affected that and got me there and just wasn't able to get in sync in the fifth inning.
So they lose. You don't want to lose, but they did win two out of three.
They beat Yamamoto.
Yes, they did. The other night. And Lindor, lots of signs of life over the weekend.
Yes. And, you know, how's Yamamoto doing overall?
And Mets said, yeah, Mets beat them the other night.
Okay, you're not.
I'm not following. I'm not following Yamamoto.
Just Google it.
I know his first start in Japan was not a good one. I know he wasn't great the other night. In between, I couldn't tell you. Not watching, unfortunately.
You don't care?
No, it's not that. I think we got a lot going on around here between the Rangers, the Knicks, the Islanders, the Mets, the Yankees.
He's got a 4.5 ERA.
So
this has got a whip over one.
Average at best.
What's his whip?
To start.
1.14.
What does that mean?
It's walks
and hits innings pitched.
Yeah, and hits per innings pitched. Okay. You knew that.
Yeah. What's his BABIP?
BABIP I don't have right now. Batting average, balls in play?
Yes.
But that's for hitters, is it? Huh? Or no?
But I think it could go both ways, though.
He's pitched five games and has given up 11 earned runs.
How about that?
Mets are in San Francisco tonight. First pitch on WCBS 880.
He's making $300 million.
At 9:45 p.m. Yes.
It's early.
Jose Quintana will make the start. We get to your Knickerbockers. Game two tonight with the 76ers. Game one, a thrilling win. Here was Josh Hartnose. Jalen Brunson might have struggled a bit, but you know what? You look around, everybody else chipped in.
Definitely encouraging. You know, when your main guy who, you know, we've been on his shoulders this whole season. And when he struggled, you know, that's when we had to pick him up. So, you know, that just talks about, you know, the next man up mentality. Our bench was amazing today.
The cool thing about the end of this game was that neither team was, like, missing shots at the end. Like, the Sixers couldn't get a stop. Hart's three were his legs, like, spread in the air.
Yeah, that was, and that was one of those, no, yes.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, hated the shot, but he ended up drilling. And the other thing, too, that you're like, no, yes, as Mitchell Robinson, when he gets put on the line there and sinks.
And Breen goes, he's a terrible free throw shooter.
Well, we all knew that.
Yeah.
And when we needed him, he drained those two. That was just awesome.
You think Breen was rooting against them?
No.
Against the Knicks?
Yeah.
Why?
No.
Why would he say it like that?
He was being very honest. He's a 41% free throw shooter. That's awful.
He's called games for Mitchell Robinson's entire career.
Like, yeah, I know that.
So he's just telling the truth, letting everybody know, maybe some of the national fans that are checking in on the Knicks for the first time, you know, giving them a little spice of the team.
And Tyrese Maxey, who was really good in this game, knows that their bad rebounding, the Sixers, not acceptable.
Got to be physical. I mean, everybody has to rebound, not just Joel, not just P. Reed, myself, Kelly, Nico, Tobias. Like, all of us have to get in there and get the tap outs and the long rebounds. And they oppose a threat that is difficult.
A big threat. 55-33 was the disparity. And there were so many offensive rebounds where the Knicks got second and sometimes third chances. So game two tonight at the Garden. Celtics hammered the Heat 114-94. Clippers over the Mavericks 109-97. 28 for James Harden. Luka Doncic says, not good enough.
We were more physical on defense. That's about it. We came out of second half. Second half is the way we should play the whole game. So we got to learn from that.
Who do you want to win this? Do you care?
I want Dallas to win. I like Doncic.
You do?
I do.
This is a tough one, man.
You got Irving on one side and Harden on the other.
Yeah, but I'm not a Kyrie Irving hater. I'm not. It was weird here, but I still blame the vaccine mandate on why it went sideways.
It was weird here?
Well, what do you want to say? He would have played. We know we've been through this 100 times. If it wasn't for the vaccine, he would have played.
But there was a lot of other things too. Remember, he disappeared the year before. And then
I know. Here's the thing. Still think he would have played though.
He didn't want to play in the bubble.
Yeah,
I remember that.
I know. And I remember you forgot when you were away, they paid Kevin Durant a whole year not to play.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, but I'm saying, like, I haven't heard much about Kyrie Irving in Dallas when he was here.
I think it's gone well, actually.
It was nothing but a distraction.
He's been playing so well for the Mavericks, Mark Cuban just gave him an 83-inch TV. So he wheeled it out after the game. It's one of those LG ones. Yeah.
Gotta love that OLED or OLED.
OLED, yeah.
Meantime, Giannis didn't play for the Bucks, but no problem.
He's got it on the right wing. Boy, they are pressuring him outside now. He's got Nembhard on him. Feeds it, fires, three-pointer, and it's another dagger. Hand right doing in his from face. Damian Lillard is a cold-blooded killer so far in this one.
Yeah, 35 in the first half, which is what he finished with. I don't know. I don't know if that's how it was recorded.
Duping. That's what it sounded like.
It sounded like one of those remote games from 4 years ago is what it sounded like. Not great, but he scores all of his 35 in the first. The Bucks beat the Pacers 109-94. And then you have the Thunder and the Pelicans. So this game goes down to the wire. Pretty good game. You don't know Zion Williamson for New Orleans. They hung in there, though, so much so that they had the ball down two in the final seconds.
Ball knocked away. McCollum goes back to get it. 3 seconds. Wide left. Pump fakes. Leans in for three. Angle left. No good. It's over. The Thunder win game one. 94-92. Celebrate, Oklahoma City. Celebrate.
They can. A game one victory as they were able to fend them off there at the end for a 94-92 win as they take game one. That was Thunder Radio with the call. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander scored 28 points in that game. So there you go. The first round, the NBA postseason, the first game of the first round now in the books as they continue tonight. And Nelly Korda wins the Chevron Championship. 5 straight wins for her on the LPGA Tour, including, I think, 2 majors in there as well. Then you've got Scottie Scheffler trying to close out the RBC Heritage today. He's got a 5-shot lead with 3 holes to go when play was suspended Sunday.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, former Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I might have called John Ledecky on Friday afternoon, the Islanders owner, on a whim.
On a whim?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, where did you call him from? Where were you?
A poorly villager.
Uh-oh.
I played 9 holes and then went over there, and it's Friday. You know, my Friday afternoon is like the height of the happiness.
It's called happy hour.
Yeah. And
for a reason.
I was talking to a diehard Islander fan, and I said, you know
oh,
what?
Oh, no, you didn't. You didn't.
I said, you know.
You didn't.
What?
You showed a diehard Islander fan that you could reach out to the owner of the Islanders, like to impress
no,
them?
No, that's not what it was.
What was her name?
No, it was not. Okay. No, it was not a her.
Okay.
No, it was, this is how it went. I said, you know. Because I do this. I meant to text Ledecky wishing him luck. You know, like, have a great series.
Right.
I said, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to call him.
Uh-oh.
So I call him, and he picks up, and he goes, hey, Gio, what's going on? Hey! He's all fired up. I said, I just want to wish you luck. The whole thing. Are you going to come to a game? I don't know, John. We'll figure it out. I don't know. I just want to say, let's go beat the Hurricanes, the whole thing, you know? So then I hang up the phone, and of course, you know, a few hours later, I'm like, what the hell did I just do calling the Islanders owner to wish him well?
You drunk dialed the Islanders
Essentially,
owner.
Yes. Yeah. Essentially, yes. So the next day, I text his assistant, Jay, who is the all-time guy. You've met Jay. I mean, he's like salt of the earth.
Yes.
Mount Rushmore people, Jay. So I said, Jay, listen, I apologize for the random phone call. I was having a good time. At happy hour, and he goes, no, it's funny you say that, because when you got off the phone, I turned to John, and I said, because he was right there, Jay, with John. And he goes, I think we just got happy hour Geo.
That's great.
And then, and then I said, I'm sorry. He goes, no. He goes, we loved it. It was great. You were fired up, made him happy. He was laughing. We had a good time. It was, don't worry about it.
All right, so it's okay.
And he was also in a great mood, because they had just gotten back from doing their surprise and delight visits, where they show up at Islanders fan houses and those who are facing, you know, challenges in their lives, and they give them playoff tickets. So Ledecky shows up at the house with Sparky and then gives them some playoff tickets. It was really, really cool. So he was having a great day, and I capped it off there. But there's this great Newsday article about the Hockey with a Heart program.
Oh, there you go.
John Ledecky knocking on. I wonder if he went to the Schwartz family's house and showed up there with Sparky.
Yeah, well, I could see that happening.
Yeah, great pictures, man. Like, you know, like, imagine just sitting around, you have no idea, and the Islanders owner with Sparky shows up at your door and goes, hey, here's some tickets to the playoffs. Does it get any better than that?
Well, that's how you build community relations.
That's right.
It's a big part of the success of a lot of these teams. You know, the Rangers have this junior, my nephew Randy was telling me about this junior ice hockey program all over the tri-state area. And you can, you know, whether it be in Jersey, up in Connecticut, you know, New York, up around their facility. I mean, they supposedly have a great junior program. And that's how you cultivate fans as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So good job, Rangers. Good job, Islanders.
Yeah, there you go.
As they're both in the playoffs. We'll see the Islanders game 2 tonight. Hopefully they come back home tied up 1-1 for the game at UBS game 3 on Thursday. Kimmy and Lincroft. What's going on, Kimmy? Good morning.
Hey, guys. What a great Monday, right?
Yes!
We're Rangers. We went over to the Palooza thing on Saturday afternoon. It was so nice. It was so exciting. The fans were so great. Then I come home on Sunday, and the Rangers looked really, really good. Their defense, we shut down Ovechkin. It's just been, I just am on such a high right now after the whole weekend. You can't beat it, right?
You can't beat it, Kimmy.
For the Islanders tonight.
Wow. Oh, wow. You're so fired up. You're now rooting for the Islanders as well. Now, just watch yourself.
Well, you know, it's New York. It's New York. It was exciting. The Rangers are just, they just did so good yesterday.
Kimmy, your phone's up. Break it up a little bit, but we feel your excitement.
I totally get what she's talking about. Yeah. I mean,
it's been a long time since we've had a lot of positive sports stuff going on at the same time, right?
Especially with both MSG teams winning game one.
Yes.
Especially the way they won it. And the interesting thing for me going forward for them is going to be Joel Embiid and how his knee is going to be and whether or not he's going to be able to keep it going and do what he normally does on the basketball court. I mean, he's still got his points, still got his rebounds. But I don't know if that's the same guy that he was prior to the injury.
No, and I think that he would admit the fact that he's not the same guy.
That's what you call a break.
True. I mean, it'd be a bigger break if he wasn't playing at all, but still. I mean,
you know, the other thing that was amazing to me is that the Heat actually won the play-in game against the Bulls.
Yeah, I know.
And that was without Jimmy Butler.
Without playoff Jimmy. I know. Well, you know what they say down there? Heat culture.
Yeah, I know. It's the Heat culture, but, you know, if you're Joel Embiid, why are you passing the ball to yourself off the backboard? Just go up and just put it in the hoop, man.
Mike in Ohio, what's going on, Mike?
Yo, booms, baby. Let's go, Rangers.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive yesterday, boy. I'll tell you that, man. They were all over the Capitals yesterday.
All over them, booms. And let me tell you, they did what they had to do. They took care of business. You know the Rangers. You're always worried about that. In game two, they got to step on their throat and go up 2-0. Leave no doubt. Make sure this doesn't turn into a long series. This team has to step on this crappy Capitals throat tomorrow night. Let's go, Rangers, baby.
You got it, Mike. You got it, man. We stepped on the throats of the New Jersey Devils in their building.
In the beginning of the series, yes.
So I'm saying it's one game.
Mm-hmm.
You flush it now, and now let's go. You come back and you play game number two. And just like if you were the Islanders, it's reverse. You know, like you feel like, all right, we hung with those guys pretty good, and I think we could beat them. And if they get J.G. Pajot back, then they think they're probably a little bit better than they were without him. Because he does a lot of little things for them that you don't realize. And if he is healthy and he's going to be 100% healthy, maybe they could steal one.
Yes, and they need it. They cannot come back down 0-2. I mean, I think they did that last year.
I think we said that about the Devils. Well, they're going to be 0-2, and then look what happened. I mean, the point being is that these things are not easy. It is a grind.
Yeah, it is. I do think, though, that just the way you can't always just throw out the regular season. You can't, when you get to the playoffs, everybody wants to say throw out the regular season. I mean, the Rangers had their best regular season in history for a reason. They had the most points in the league for a reason. And I do think that it would be a massive failure if they ended up losing to this Capitals team. Because it's one game. I know last year we said it. But they overmatched the Capitals in every single way.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I mean, the Capitals defense is not what it used to be. And, you know, I don't want to, you know, take shots at anybody. But I would say you can overwhelm their defense. And I think that's a big part of what happened yesterday. I mean, you know, Panarin's wide open and nobody's in front of him. That's a mistake.
Yeah.
You don't want to leave that guy open in front of your net, just like we don't want to leave Ovechkin open in front of our net.
That is correct.
I mean, you got to be on these guys. And the nice thing yesterday that I saw, and you know that it's playoffs, so now the players are all playing full on. And they're blocking shots. They're going down. They're getting in front of pucks. I mean, this is why the NHL playoffs is second to none. I don't care what anybody says. I mean, it is balls to the wall. It's three periods. It's blocking shots. It's hitting your opponent. I mean, it's getting in the face of your opponent, trying to get into a scuffle. That, you know, hey, look, what I saw on Friday night between the Leafs and the Bruins, I mean, that was a flat out. That wasn't a hockey game. That was a war.
Yep, gotta love it.
The Bruins hammered them, and, you know, unfortunately for Maple Leaf fans, they're used to it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.